from Washington. This is VOA News. Liberia's chief medical officer enters quarantine against Ebola. A volcano in central Japan erupts, killing one. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Liberia's chief medical officer, Bernice Dan, has put herself under a three-week quarantine as a precaution against the Ebola virus. Bernice Dan told reporters Saturday she has no symptoms but wants to make sure she is not infected after the death of one of her assistants due to the Ebola virus. Dan also asked members of her staff to stay home for 21 days, the maximum incubation period for the virus. A volcano in central Japan erupted Saturday, stranding dozens of hikers climbing its slopes. The Japan Meteorological Agency said Mount Ontake sprang to life around noon local time. Public broadcaster NHK reported one woman dead and more than 30 people seriously injured. At least 10 people were said to have lost consciousness. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has ordered the military to help with rescue efforts. Somalia has announced a $2 million bounty for new al-Shabaab leader Ahmed Omar Abu Ubaid. Somalia's intelligence chief told VOA's Somalia service that the bounty will be paid to anyone who provides information leading to Ubaid's capture and prosecution. Leaders of Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement have launched a mass civil disobedience protest to demand genuine democratic reforms for the former British colony. Organizers of Occupy Central with Love and Peace said early Sunday that the occupation of the streets outside government headquarters has officially begun. That announcement came hours after protesters were arrested. This is VOA News. Planes from Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates joined U.S. jets and remotely piloted drones Saturday in attacking Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq, according to U.S. military officials. VOA State Department correspondent Scott Stearns has more from the United Nations, where Russia says the coalition against the Islamic State is violating international law.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says those involved in attacks against Islamic State in Syria are violating international law and the UN Charter. He spoke at the General Assembly Saturday through an interpreter.
The struggle against terrorists on the territory of Syria should be organized in cooperation with the Syrian government.
In Syria, Allied aircraft hit seven sites, including an Islamic State vehicle near Al-Hasakah. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the United Nations.
In an address to the United Nations General Assembly Saturday, India Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he wants serious talks toward cooperation with Pakistan, but without a shadow of terrorism in the background. India contends Pakistan supports Kashmiri separatists who have staged attacks in the portion of Kashmir that India administers. Speaking in Hindi, Mr. Modi criticized his Pakistani counterpart Nawaz Sharif for using his own General Assembly speech Friday to highlight the long-running dispute between the two neighbors over the disputed Himalayan territory. Rallies and protests against radical Islam have taken place across France following the execution of French hostage Hervé Gordiel by militant Islamists in Algeria. Many of France's Muslim community gathered at a rally Friday in front of the Paris Mosque to protest the killing. Hanan Adwaja from Algeria told reporters of her disappointment in the killing.
I don't find words to express myself because I'm very, very disappointed. And I'm so sad, believe me. We are here today to think about our victim.
Other rallies are being staged across France, both to denounce militant Islam and remember Gordiel. Another is scheduled for Sunday in the French capital. Nigeria Unite, a non-governmental organization, has called for United Nations intervention to help Abuja resolve Nigeria's security challenges following increased attacks by Islamist militant group Boko Haram. And political power couple Bill and Hillary Clinton can add a new title to their resumes, grandparents. The former U.S. president and former secretary of state celebrated the birth of their first grandchild on Friday night. Their daughter, Chelsea, made the announcement on Twitter and Facebook. This is Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.